Good afternoon. This is Dr. Flanagan with our March 23rd, 2017 two-minute drill. There are many initiatives underway in our school district, but one particular initiative that you'll hear a great deal about in the upcoming school year is our move to the newly adopted Massachusetts Science and Technology Curriculum Frameworks. Dr. Branco is working hard with our teachers to ensure that this transition is seamless. I'm with Dr. Branco right now, and he's here to provide a brief overview of our process.
Thank you, Dr. Flanagan. This past April, the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education released an updated science and technology engineering framework with standards that are intended to guide districts in the development and implementation of curriculum materials. As a result, our science department has been busy this year reviewing the new standards, preparing to update our curriculum documents, and reviewing K-8 programs with the hope of adopting a new program and materials for the upcoming school year. It is our intention to provide students with a rigorous and engaging 21st century learning environment that will include a blend of print and digital materials, as well as a variety of authentic hands-on learning experiences that allow our students to actively engage in scientific exploration. Additionally, we are preparing for the transition to the next generation MCAS assessments, which will phase in the new standards over a two-year time frame and will move toward a computer-based testing model in the spring of 2018. We look forward to finalizing our work in this area and to seeing our students benefit from these changes. Back to Dr. Flanagan.
Just a few reminders and announcements from Tyngsborough Public Schools. Tonight, we have a college planning workshop hosted by Merrimack Financial Services. This will begin at 6:30 p.m. in the Champa Performing Arts Center at Tyngsborough High School. Also tonight, Tyngsborough Elementary School will host their Little Einstein Science Exposition. This begins at 6 p.m. at the Tyngsborough Elementary School gym. The kids have worked really hard on this, so if you have an opportunity to come out, please do so. As always, I encourage you to follow us on Twitter to see all the good work happening in our schools. #TPSPrepares. Thank you.